Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Scott. At Seattle Mariners games.
Doesn't stop.
At Seattle Mariners games. They have something new at the concession stands for the postseason. Gator, the Hucklenut cannoli. Are you going to eat that?
I'm sorry, the what?
The Hucklenut cannoli.
Hucklenut?
Yes.
The hell's a Hucklenut?
A new concession item for Mariners fans featuring a rosemary-scented ricotta cannoli shell filled with huckleberry sweet cream, toasted hazelnuts, and drizzled with smoked huckleberry caramel. The Hucklenut cannoli. Are you going to eat that?
Yes. I'm all about those nuts. Yeah. That sounds good. Interesting, a little sweet and savory.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the rosemary cream with the huckleberry.
It's obviously stuff. Been through some sort of testing kitchen, because I would never think that these things would go well together, but they obviously do. Somebody liked it. Make it available. Kang, the Hucklenut cannoli. Are you going to eat that?
I don't know if I can get past the name. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even want to hear what it was. I was just, no. When you said it, then I didn't hear the description. So yep. I'll just ask Gator, how was it?
Yeah. Well, actually, my brother-in-law was out there. If he's back, if they host another game, I might Venmo him and say, we'll pay for it. You get the Hucklenut cannoli and report back.
Yeah, it sounds delicious.
All right. Next, I'm a no on that. Next up, Nature's Touch has a flavored milk out there. It's root beer flavored milk.
What?
Gator, root beer flavored milk. Are you going to eat that?
I don't understand the application for this. Like, I'm curious as to the flavor, so I'm like, I'm probably going to say yes just to try it.
It's because a tasty way to get your vitamin D, Scott.
If I'm having milk, I don't really drink milk. I use milk, for cereal. That's great. As a base for soups or something like that. You can do that. But I just don't drink it anymore. And if I were to, I don't want it tasting like root beer. I'm confused.
Are you? So I'm confused whether or not.
Do I even want to try it?
Is this a yes or a no?
Kang? I take it away. No.
Okay.
Flush it.
Oh, you switched. Yeah. Switched. All right. Switch. All right.
Yeah, just there's no point.
Kang,
I don't need to go with root beer flavored milk.
I'm out. I don't drink milk. I don't really enjoy milk. Root beer is not helping this cause at all. So, no thank you. Doug?
I'm a strong yes.
There you go,
Give
buddy.
Give me the root beer flavored milk.
Why are you strong yes?
Because I drink a lot of milk, and I think this is fascinating. I like the flavor of root beer, so I'm willing to give this a shot, and I think I'll like it. So, when I was in Australia, they had Big M milk, which is banana milk and caramel milk and chocolate and strawberry and vanilla.
That all makes sense. Yeah.
All these different flavors of milk, and I like them all, except black licorice. But root beer flavored milk, I think, would fall into the strong yes category.
I do have to say this, because when you say root beer, I started thinking of, there's one of those new Progressive commercials, Don't Become Your Parents.
Yeah.
And the one guy's telling the kid at the checkout counter how to load up the bag of groceries.
Yeah.
And he uses the term root beer, which always makes you laugh. And he follows it up with sandwich cookies. Yeah, yeah. I die every time I see that commercial.
Those commercials are so great. So just me. Next up, Taco Bell Gator.
Yeah.
Jumping on a craze. They apparently introduced this in restaurants in Oklahoma City, and they went viral and everybody loved them. And now, arriving at Taco Bell locations nationwide, is the Flamin' Hot Grilled Cheese Burrito. The Flamin' Hot Grilled Cheese Burrito brings all the elements that you would like together, taking the heat. We're talking about the heat, the crispy Fritos crunch, and the cheesy goodness on the inside and out of the classic burrito. Gator, the Flamin' Hot Cheese Burrito. Are you going to eat that?
No. I want to, because I love burritos, grilled cheese burritos. I've had those. Those are really good. But I'm not the Flaming Hot Cheetos guy. That's not me. I don't like them. So I'm going to decline. It hurts me to say that, because I love Taco
Bell. I think they're Flaming Hot Fritos.
You love Taco Bell.
It does say Fritos.
Oh, Flaming Hot Fritos, is it?
I don't want the crunch.
Okay. Can you?
I'll try it, but it'd probably be one and done type thing for me. I don't despise, you don't despise when you have Fritos, but you're not that guy. I'm not really that guy either, but my wife is one of those people. Like, you know, there's that whole, that's why these all exist, the Flaming Hot stuff, because there's a movement. People love the Flaming Hot stuff, and she's one of them, so it's everywhere now. They put it on everything.
I respect Kenny's opinion when it comes to Taco Bell. Where are you on this?
So I'm not a Flaming Hot guy at all. I actually kind of hate the Flaming Hot people. Hate's a strong word. Strongly dislike the Flaming Hot crowd. I think they're a little much. They're showing off. That's what they're doing. It's like, oh, look at me. I can eat this bright red powder.
It's a flex.
Bleep off. That's what I have to say to you, Flaming Hot guy.
Noted. Kenny, not a Flaming Hot guy.
Proudly.
That paid off.
I'd give this a shot. I do like spicy stuff. I do like Fritos. The question is, when will I ever roll up to a Taco Bell again? But if I do,
you're assuming that chicken's an option for this.
I'd eat the cheese.
What? Well, yeah, just I just cheese. Don't know what the pro. It's just cheese.
Yeah.
Still out.
All right. Next up, Pop Tart has introduced a protein lineup of snack pastries. 10 grams of protein per serving. They have Slammin' Strawberry, Boostin' Brown Sugar Cinnamon, and Bumpin' Blueberry. Gator, the protein Pop-Tarts. Are you going to eat that?
Yeah, I'll try them. And I'm hoping that they don't taste too much like that fake, awful protein powder can taste. Sometimes it's awful.
What about that drywall Doug gave us? Is this like one of those?
Yeah, if it's anything like the spackle. Is that a spackle? Yeah, if it's anything like that.
Gator was worried because it was bendy.
It was bendy.
I saw them using it on 696.
Yeah, they did actually to plug up the remember they had that leak.
Yeah.
And give you 5 grams of protein.
Yeah.
I think Tom Cruise
696
used
it. Now with more protein.
Tom Cruise used it in one of those Mission Impossible movies to like instead of plastic explosive. I would try it, but I have the fear that it's gonna taste too much like the fake protein taste, which is it's so disappointing when you get that.
Can you?
I'm out.
We know, Doug. We know.
I'm so in.
You have some already, right?
For the record, the Boostin' Brown Sugar Cinnamon would be the protein Pop-Tart of choice. And I'll report back and let you know how it is. All right, Gator, this one's a little different, but medical professionals are now recommending the kiwi fruit, instead of a high-fiber diet, is a great first-line treatment for constipation, according to new guidance from King's College researchers in London. Gator, the kiwi fruit. So good, so hard to get to. Where do you stand on kiwi?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure if I've ever had kiwi.
Whoa.
I think because it always looked kind of weird to me, I didn't go for it. And knowing that...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like a fuzzy nut, right? Is how it looks like when it's
not a nut.
No, I know. I say it looks like it, right? It looks like, you know.
Well, it's like a fuzzy like plum. I don't know.
Is that even better?
I don't know.
Like fuzzy plum.
It's fuzzy. It looks fuzzy
for a fantasy team. My fuzzy plum.
Basketball, just so I can name my team my fuzzy plums.
Better than my fuzzy nuts.
Yeah, definitely that. Better than that.
So, but I've always been curious what it like. I don't even know what it tastes like.
Really?
I have no idea.
Kiwi is so good.
Yeah,
it's just so hard. Hey, am I wrong? It's hard to get
kiwi.
To. It's like the worst packaging ever for a food.
Well, the fuzzy part.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But you know, I'm all for what it allegedly does.
First line defense against constipation.
Okay.
Maybe I'm alone in this. I've never had an actual kiwi, but I've only had kiwi flavored things.
You've never had a kiwi?
That's not real kiwi, man. Okay.
Obviously not. But Gator, I don't know. You ever gonna try a kiwi?
Yeah, I'd like to try it. Sure.
Can you? Wow.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm not like you, Doug. We got two in here that've never even tried it.
I know.
New Zealand.
Here's the thing about kiwi. I want to bring in a selection of tools to try and get to the kiwi and make Kenny and Gator have to get to the kiwi, either peeling off the fuzzy outside or cutting it. And then
feed each other.
Yeah, it's hard to know.
That's sweet.
Hey, Doug, would you eat kiwi out of Kenny's beard?
No, I would not eat kiwi out of Kenny's beard.
What if it had extra protein?
I don't eat kiwi because it's a pain in the ass. But, hey, when I have it, I'm like, if somebody else cuts it up for me, I'm like, this is great. And there it is, another edition.
Huh.
Are you going to eat that at all? Anybody's going to remember is my fuzzy plum. It is. All right, a couple things. Follow up. Sorry, you're going to eat that. One, the hucklenut cannoli.
Yeah.
The word hucklenut.
It's one of the funniest things I've heard in my life.
It sounds to me like a wrestling move.
What kind of wrestling you're doing? Sounds like an Urban Dictionary entry. The old hucklenut.
Yeah. And thing two is, Jimmy brought us in studio for us to try as part of a on-air, are you going to eat that? He froze the Reese's PB&J cup.
Strawberry one.
I have a grape. Now, I will tell you.
You're good because you don't like strawberry flavoring.
I don't like strawberry flavoring. Thank you. I will tell you that I accidentally once bought the peanut butter and jelly M&Ms.
Yeah, I'm sure it was an accident.
It was. I thought I was grabbing just the peanut butter ones, and they were the peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
And I was like, I like M&Ms. I'm good for them for branching out, but I was so disappointed. I decided, and I've seen these, I don't want peanut butter and jelly flavored stuff. Just leave the Reese's. I love Reese's. I think saying bad things about Reese's is blasphemy. However, we're going to give it a shot.
Yep. Says they're different when they're frozen.
Yep,
so
power's frozen. So Gator is taking a bite. I'm still trying to get it out of the packaging. I suck with packaging. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.